The school district shared banking information with what they thought was a trusted vendor changing the accounts they use for payment. By then, $660,000 was gone. But a bank in Florida blocked a suspicious transfer, and the district was able to recover $500,000. Superintendent Ryan Christensen says he felt sick about the fraud, but hopefully other districts can learn from their mistake.
Clearly, a good old-fashioned phone call needs to follow up with these things to make sure that it is authentic. That alone in this situation could have prevented the scam from happening.
According to the FBI, there were 350,000 complaints reported nationwide about similar scams last year. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.